in search of a Savior. I tell you, the world is in search of a Savior. And he's right here in front of us, and they don't seem to recognize him. But we have a mandate to encourage one another in the faith. And some of these stories and some of these things you've heard over and over and over, but I love to tell that old story of Jesus and his love. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 2 through 11, says this: John the Baptist, who was now in prison, when he was ministering, when Jesus was still here, King Herod, John the Baptist was out preaching the gospel, and John the Baptist's wife wasn't happy about it. So she wanted Herod to give her John the Baptist's head on a silver platter. So in the meantime, they arrested him and they put him in jail. So John the Baptist was now in prison. He heard about all the things the Messiah was doing. So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you really the Messiah that we've been waiting for? Or should we keep on looking for someone else?" Jesus told the disciples that John sent, "Go back to John and tell him about what you've heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And go tell him, God blesses those who are not offended by me." When John's disciples had gone to talk to Jesus about, and to the crowds, "Who is this man in the wilderness that you came out to see? Did you find him weak as a reed and moved by every breath of wind? Or were you expecting to see a man dressed in expensive clothes? Those who dress like that live in palaces, not in the wilderness. Were you looking for a prophet? Yes, and he is more than a prophet. John is the man to whom the scriptures refer to when they say, 'Look, I am sending my messenger before you, and he will prepare your way.'" Jesus also said, "I assure you, of all who ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Yet even the most insignificant person in the kingdom of heaven is no greater than he." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.